Brought his own megaphone.
All right, now we are, this is really a super crosstalk.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Because our friend Michael Roth is back for the second day in a row. We challenged him yesterday. He brought us hot dogs, Sonano.
And, I know, I heard.
And today, Michael, what have you brought us?
Well, when I was leaving yesterday, John said, hey, that was great. I love these hot dogs. But my favorite sandwich there was a fried chicken sandwich. Come back with those.
Yeah.
So this is from Ludobird at Crypto.com Arena on the main concourse from Ludo Lefebvre. This is his fried chicken sandwich. Fried chicken and pickles and a great sauce. And I think
looks like a little jalapeno.
And some jalapeno. I think there's probably even some coleslaw in there.
Ooh.
And they are really, this is, John is right. This may, this is one of our five best, you know, offerings in the entire place.
If it's half as good as it looks, then we're in great shape.
Yeah, because those are beautiful sandwiches. Just beautiful sandwiches.
Oh, Cappy, would you like one?
Because, you know, tonight is opening night for your LA Kings.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, stuff my face.
Yeah, and there's Amanda with napkins because apparently yesterday there was a lot of mustard and relish left all over the place.
Oh, yeah, that happens. That happens. And opening night for the Kings is tonight.
Opening night for the Kings is tonight.
And then next week I've got the Lakers opening.
Lakers-Clippers on Thursday, and the Clippers opening on Sunday as part of our doubleheader. This year we're going to hit our 250th doubleheader since we opened.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I just love those videos of flipping the arena. It's so cool.
This is delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
Little piece that's in there, that whether it's the slaw or the pickles, I mean, the
Michael, if I'm at a game at Crypto, where do I go?
You go up on the main concourse.
All right.
Sort of right.
You know where I sit in section 111. I go out.
Opposite. So it's
okay.
Like,
go to the other side.
It's like between 10, like right behind 101. You go across, and it's right next to actually
right behind the scorer's table.
Yeah, on the other side. You know what? The most popular thing I think we added this year. We added two grab and go places. Bud Light and two of the Bud Light Anheuser-Busch spots. We have grab and go, so you put your credit card in like you would at one of the markets that take it.
Yeah.
You walk in, the door opens for you. You take chips, you take drinks, you take beer if you have your ID.
Yep.
And whatever you take, there's like 100 cameras in this.
Really?
Place.
So
it
charges
knows who you are.
Oh, and
you
Sonano, leave. That's the way to play it.
And
smart.
And you leave with everything in your hand. You don't have to stop to pay, and you get back to your seat even faster.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's crazy.
Well, Michael, thank you for doing
You're
this.
Welcome.
This is excellent.
Thank you, Michael.
It's an unbelievable sandwich. Unbelievable sandwich.
Thank you, Jillian's here. We got to get up for ask for our food. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jillian.
Much.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Jillian. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
Boy, the brioche bun.
Oh,
it's looks,
so nice.
It's delicious.
And that jalapeno, that bite of jalapeno.
It's like the perfect.
All right. Now let's get to the bottom of this. Cap.
Yes, sir.
I know very little about this, but George,
you know,
I
know very little about it also until I heard what Mason said on the way here.
I understand.
You're apparently a profiteer.
Apparently so.
All right. Now, Cap. I would follow that by saying proudly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told Mason, if he came, like I say during the Laker games all the time, why not? If he wrote why not on a shirt and on the back wrote Culture Pop Podcast, I'd have zero problem with it. And then he could keep all the money for himself. What is the problem, George, you have with Cap?
It's not really about, I mean, I don't know what Chris's issue is with him
because
that's separate. Our issue is, and it's not even an issue, we just thought it was hilarious.
Yes, it's a radio bit.
That he is recycling bits, basically. That he is, to me, that is at the core of this. As a radio purist, like Steve Mason is, I'm sure, the recycling of bits on different shows, it feels like you're just using your best, you're basically giving the family heirloom to your mistress.
It does feel like that.
Yeah. Well, hey,
does it?
You got to keep her
does
happy.
It really?
No, Cappy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand
ahead,
the analogy.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But it feels like that, though, anyway, right?
So you got the slogan from this show, and then you sold stuff on the Cappy Cast. Is that right?
Is this? Are we doing this right now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Are we?
I mean,
I think we need Christopher to make it official.
Well, get him in here. Morales, get in here.
Yeah, come on in here, Chris.
Yeah.
I want you to hold on to what I want you to say that exactly the way you just said that, though. That's
okay.
Important.
All right. So, important.
Chris over there. No?
Morales. This is important.
Just in case war is
He stole a bit from...
No, we didn't say stole.
Oh, he
recycled,
used a bit.
Recycled.
From Sedano and
Regardless,
Cappy.
Whether it's with us or him first, the recycling of bits makes it feel like one show is not getting the full Cappy.
Cappy, I'm going to share a port there with
Go ahead. Feel free to share my port.
I shared the port with you. What? We have to have
a chicken sandwich, Chris.
Yeah, have a chicken
Help
sandwich.
Yourself.
Are you going to be able to not have one of those?
I probably will have one later.
You
the
should.
Whole thing.
So, Cappy, what the hell happened?
All right.
So and why are you so bent about it?
That's I mean, that's the other thing. He's super bent.
And why are your eyes already red when it's 4 p.m.?
Yeah,
that's usually
your right eye especially is pretty red.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I haven't used my drops yet. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that is a 6 p.m. thing.
Yes. Just wait. Wait till 6.
6 p.m. it explodes.
Wait till 6.
A lot of redness.
Sunglasses on.
Chris, what is as far as you understand, what's the issue here?
Yeah, let me hear what
the issue
is.
The issue is this. On Friday, you weren't here.
Right.
You were in Idaho.
Correct.
With your daughters.
Boise.
Boise, hello. You sent us a text mid-morning and said, guys, there's going to be something in the community that I'm going to post and you guys are really going to enjoy it. And we all went, oh, great, cool. You post the said picture 3 hours later from the airport.
Right.
Hair disheveled, sunglasses on.
Hair was a little disheveled.
Yeah, the gel had already kind of worked its way out. You know what I mean? Well, it was kind of standing up. It was very Kramer-esque.
As someone who was always fully gelled up, I'm a little offended, but go ahead.
Yeah.
You're wearing a t-shirt that
hair
says...
Hair looks great today, though.
Thank you.
Solid.
Wearing a t-shirt that says, hey, King.
Yeah.
I thought, amazing.
Uh-huh.
What a great bit. You're making t-shirts. In fact, I was so excited. I sent it to Tommy Lamb.
He did.
The head of the Fun and Games Department. I said, look at Cappy go, because I was always fighting back in the day for us to make morning show t-shirts.
Right. Right.
Great.
And how is it Cappy can sell t-shirts and we can't sell t-shirts?
Well, is there something that prohibits us from selling t-shirts?
Well, just a more of a logistics thing.
But here's the thing.
Right.
So he posts the picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going excited.
Oh, cool.
And
shirt,
I hadn't
cool
zoomed
shirt
in on the picture to see the logo that was in said picture.
That's really cool.
So we were just excited.
Okay.
Sedano calls me, Lindsay calls me, hell, he's got this t-shirt, how cool.
Hey, King.
That's exactly what happened.
We were really
cool.
excited.
Yeah. I still don't see the problem.
Hold
here.
On.
Oh, no, here it comes.
Then you get everybody, you get our listeners pregnant on the idea of this t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's a business term when you get somebody pregnant on a deal.
Yeah, it's an interesting visual, but go right ahead.
And then, bam!
What happened?
15 minutes later, there's a link to buy said shirt. Then our audience.
15% off, by the way.
Buy 15% off.
Smart.
Now, wait a second.
That
Hold
part
on.
Was smart.
But I just have a quick question, because I just want to make sure all details here are clear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I
by
push
the way,
that out?
We're going to do this all over again, because we've been promoting all day that we're going to do it at 4:15, which is fine.
Did I push that out, or did somebody ask me? Do you recall?
Wait a minute.
No,
somebody might have asked you, but you were ready with the link.
Well, yeah, because I went into my phone and said, hey, if you're interested, here you go. Here's the link.
I mean, the link was available
the link was
fairly
prepared.
Quickly.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that,
well, I was sitting in the airport.
But then here's what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Circle of Trust, our audience, zoomed in and realized
they
it was
did.
The, it was
they
the Cappy Cast San Diego show on a logo on the shirt for a bit that was created and founded on a live imaging Tuesday on this radio station.
Have we not?
Wait a second. Hold on.
Okay. So you're saying it was founded on the Cappy Cast?
Hold on. You see now this
yes or no. That's a yes or no question.
It is a yes or no question.
And the answer is?
You don't have the answer.
Yes or no.
Well, I already have the answer
then
for
tell
sure.
Tell us the truth or you can't handle the truth.
What is the
Why
answer?
Why are you screaming at me?
You can't handle the truth?
This is Judgment Day.
No, you may not be able to handle the truth.
So give us
so
the truth.
So the truth is that the Hey King bit did not originate here on the airwaves of 710.
Right, and that's still recycling a bit.
Okay, so now hold on a second. I have a question.
Listened to the Cappy Cast, and I think you do a fine job, but knowing that crew...
I have not.
Yeah.
There's no way they played up
I
the Hey
not,
King
I'm
like
not,
we did.
I've not heard it either.
It's a very, it's a
very
good sports show.
I saw it on TV once.
Again.
You did?
Yeah.
No issue
Cox
here.
Cox Cable in Santa Barbara, they were carrying it.
Cappy, no issue here. It's kind of your thing. However you want to present it to the public, however you want to monetize it, completely up to you.
If you have the definitive answer,
yep.
I hate to do this to you guys,
okay.
but we have been promoting 4:15.
Yeah, no, sure.
I'll save it. I'll gladly save it.
I don't think you
save
have
it.
Anything.
Oh, I have it
you've
all.
Got, you've got
not
a pair
only
of
I,
twos.
Not,
That's
not
what you got, my friend. You've got a pair of twos.
Not only do I have it all. It's very funny. Not only do I have it all, but I'm going to tell you this. When we get into our show, I have now spent days working with the ESPN legal department to determine whether or not we can do what you asked. You just asked. Can
sell
shirts? Correct.
Well, no, there were never legalities to
and there was
it.
Not
we
a legality
said,
issue.
We said it was logistics.
Our thing back in the morning show days was we weren't set up to be able to do that. It was never a legal issue.
No, it was never a legal issue.
So, Cappy, you're getting orders, and then you're getting big manila envelopes, and you're sticking a shirt in, and you're getting the postage, and you're mailing it yourself?
With his own personal home return address.
So
we did that with the side it has.
Yes.
And no issue.
Yeah. So very funny that you ask that, Mace,
yes.
because the first time I decided to try going into the merch sales biz,
yes.
I did exactly what you said. I ordered like 250 pieces.
Yep.
People would order them. And like a schmuck, I'm standing in my garage stuffing envelopes
you're
with t-shirts.
You're at the mailboxes, et cetera,
right.
mailing them
right.
out.
And depending on how many you bought, this is a completely true story. depending on how many you bought, we either lost money on the shipping or we made money the shipping. If you bought one shirt, we lost. We lost all day long. If you bought more than one shirt, we at least made like a dollar on the shipping.
So what are you making on these shirts?
Okay, great question. Now, do you guys want me to keep going here, or do you guys want me to wait until we get on?
I know where you're going. It doesn't matter. The point is you took a bit that we did on this show, slapped it on a t-shirt, and then got everybody to buy in on social media and hit him with
his argument is he recycled the bit from his show to this show.
Right.
I was sitting right there that day. There's no way that bit had been done before on any platform.
1,000%. And see, this is where it's really going to bother you.
Regardless,
1,000%, I can prove it.
As a radio purist.
Yes.
How do you feel about him recycling a bit on his mistress's show, on his married show?
I'm extremely offended.
Really?
Not only am I not offended, I applaud you for monetizing it.
We have scruples in the radio business.
We do, do we?
I would never steal a bit. I only do original bits. I never do old bits that I've heard on other shows.
Right. Right. Wait. I want to know blame power.
Oh, that's right.
Although you have recycled your old bit into just Bobcat.
Yeah, we did recycle.
But it's your bit.
That bit's been recycled six ways to
Why
Sunday.
Why don't you just call it Fast Track again?
Amanda hates that
Fast Track.
Why?
Amanda,
it's the same game.
Amanda has to feel like she's making a difference, and so we can't call it that.
Okay, I'm going to walk out now.
Are you kidding me?
We'll talk at 4:15.
Wow.
No.
She's making a difference?
No, no. Amanda would no. No.
That's great.
No, Amanda.
She just gave you the double finger.
Double bird. Yeah.
Well, no,
kind of like this chicken sandwich.
She was telling me I was number one. Now,
twice.
Yeah. 11.
Yes. Yeah, number 11, apparently. Yeah. But the point of it is, whenever you get a new program director, we have to change the show. It's happened every time.
But I mean, she's here. She's our program. She's our boss.
Correct.
That's boss Amanda.
Yeah. Correct.
But it's the same game.
Yeah,
it is
I think
it's a bit, right?
Yeah,
George, well, how dare
honestly,
you recycle?
Factor Cap, Radio, Tinder, Bobcat.
But no, but I'm
Fast
saying,
Track.
But specifically, Fast Track and Bobcat are legitimately the exact same game.
George, I totally agree with you. And so I think, to be dead honest, what happened?
Some of the other games you play, at least, are slightly different.
No, what I think was, like, I think I don't.
Fast
Amanda
Track.
Would have to say, but I think Amanda, we had Fast Track when she produced our show.
Correct.
And I think she just was sitting in her office one day and goes, man, this is a tired bit.
Fast Track.
We got to do something different. And so we just changed it.
Fast Track.
Bobcat.
I love Bobcat.
The same.
Bobcat is just so weird
yeah.
and random.
Right.
Do you remember what we did on the morning show? We did Fastlane. I did Fastlane with
Fast
Keyshawn
Lane.
And LZ.
Fastlane.
Now, speaking of LZ.
I loved that.
Hold on. Speaking of LZ, when I walked in today here to the studios, there's a giant box sitting over here.
Yeah.
Of Sedano and LZ merch.
Yes.
Now, is that something that you're now selling on a website somewhere?
No, I didn't even know they existed.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to take one of these sweatshirts. They look bomb.
So take it?
What do you mean? There's Sedano and LZ sweatshirts?
Yeah.
There were shirts printed. I don't know if there were sweatshirts printed.
Yeah, I think there's like...
Shirts.
They're what shirts?
They're shirts.
Just shirts.
I don't know. The box is gone. Somebody took it.
Somebody took it.
Who do you think did?
Somebody stole the shirts?
Who do you think... grabbed him.
But do you know that there's a room in the back here that literally is like the graveyard of all shirts in this building?
All shirts that we've
There's
ever
probably
had.
Max and Marcellus shirts in there.
Yeah.
There's Max. There's Marcellus and Kelvin.
I'll sell all of them.
Travis
I'll sell them
Marcellus.
All.
Marcellus and Farnham.
Give them to me. I'll sell them.
Cappy, you should go through.
Michael,
I don't even think that
Trudell.
Show got
Thompson
to.
And
sure. Yeah. Thompson and Siciliano.
T-shirts.
Thompson and Willard.
Yeah.
Cappy, you should recycle the shirts and just cross out LZ's face and put your face over it.
That would actually be
a couple bucks.
Wait. No, that would be a funny thing if we just literally put Cappy's head on top of LZ and
it's
just
a good
like,
idea.
I
like,
want the dreads though.
Out.
I want the dreads.
This one too.
Oh yeah, there's one.
Oh, there you go. Speaking of the graveyard of old shirts.
Oh yeah.
Scott Kaplan show on 710 ESPN.
Do you not remember that?
No, I don't.
It was the evening show.
Oh, the evening
how
show.
Could right. you forget?
That was after Sliwa after Sunset.
That was magical, the Cappy.
It was actually perfect for you. It was a bunch of my like stoned comedian buddies coming over to my house and hanging out. You know?
It's like the Bill Maher
Not
podcast.
That there's anything Sliwa wrong with
that. No, that was fine.
Do we have a shirt for Sliwa After Dark or Sliwa at Sunset?
Unfortunately,
I don't think we ever did.
He hated it so much.
He really did hate it.
Ever made it. And I never understood why he hated it so much.
It was such good. First of all, it's great alliteration, Sliwa at Sunset.
Yeah.
Sliwa at
he
Sunset.
Didn't like it when we asked him how many people from The Athletic were coming on every day.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
That's very funny.
Sliwa was wearing a Padres hat today. I saw.
Yeah,
the Lakers
that's where he's from.
What the hell's that all about?
That's ridiculous. Know your audience, dude.
I mean,
seriously, know your. Oh, you're another one. You're another fine one to talk.
I mean, yeah. Am I really? Like, I mean, these guys so badly want me to be like this passionate Padres fan.
Passionate
not
Padres?
Even close.
I asked,
I mean,
no,
if you would listen to the podcast,
yeah.
The Cappy Cast, I've been crushing these dudes all season. I've lost bet after bet after bet because I said they weren't even going to make the playoffs.
We know you're anti-Charger.
Mm-hmm.
Answer the question. Are you anti-Padre?
I am not anti-Padre. Now, I do have a whole problem with the organization. I've documented that. But, yeah.
Where
I
is it documented?
Yeah, where is it
documented? It yesterday.
No, I'm saying, is it documented?
No, it's actually not in paper, not in hard copy. No.
I have a feeling you're going to be asked for evidence today, apparently, on many
fronts. Did AJ Preller piss you off? Or
AJ Preller?
Peter Seidler?
No, Peter Seidler. Peter Seidler,
Shouldn't he be like a big, you should get Peter Seidler to, like, buy Sighted. I mean, Seidler sided. I mean, come on.
It's a natural fit.
Well, would it surprise you to hear that he might be involved in some way.
Good. No that would
way.
Be great.
Maybe.
Is that why you're not anti-Padres?
Probably. That's probably what's hanging me on
okay,
a little
fair.
Bit.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
Could be hanging on
you're
a little
You're also
bit.
Still a little nasally. What's going
well,
on?
Well, I know. I did. I had a little something, but I've gotten through my Z-Pack, my bootleg Z-Pack.
Yeah,
bootleg.
Back alley Z-Pack.
Right? But yeah. I'm through it all, so
good.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good now.
Well, I'm going to go to the game.
Astros down to their last
big
strike.
Moment, though. Nice. Tying run at the plate.
Tying one
two outs,
plate.
Greg.
Are you sitting in the stands and eating nachos tonight?
I'm sitting in the stands and eating helmet nachos.
So I was told.
With an earbud in, listening to the ESPN broadcast.
40 seconds on delay. I was told that, because I asked, I said, well, can we get credentials
I
for the game?
I asked the same thing, and I was told you and Travis were getting a
right.
credential.
I have a credential to go down in the field and all that stuff, and Travis and I are the two credential guys, so you can only get
shame.
Two per station.
Right, but if you're not using it.
No, well, I am using it to like go down on the field and stuff like that beforehand, but the ultimate.
What are you doing on the field beforehand?
I'm
hobnobbing.
I'm talking to people.
Hobnobbing.
Yeah, hobnobbing.
Okay,
getting some inside
highfalutin
inside info.
Yeah,
some inside info. You know, I can be an insider too.
Yeah, right.
I'm like
these guys would be outsiders. I mean, they're NBA insiders,
right, they're
but
NBA
you,
insider.
Right?
I'm an MLB,
MLB
insider.
Outsiders.
You are?
Yeah, he is tonight.
And I'm
you and Ken Rosenthal schmoozing together.
Ken, who else? Buster.
Jason Stark. Yeah.
Are you wearing that?
Tim Kirchin?
No, I'm telling you, I have a regular shirt on underneath.
So you're not going to cheerlead?
But it's going to get chilly at some point tonight, isn't it?
Well, I'll put it on by the time I get to my seat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, I can't even imagine what's going to happen over the next few hours.
Yeah, it's good. It's fireworks.
Cappy came dressed like for a court case.
Well, I came dressed for Live Imaging Tuesday. I'm pretty disappointed that Morales, who's always wearing a sport jacket and a nice pocket square, very, very underwhelming
John
gear
has got
today.
His golf gear on. He's ready to go.
Very underwhelming.
All right, guys, have a great... I will be listening in the parking traffic at Dodger Stadium.
Heading to Dodger Stadium,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And we'll have complete coverage of the game tomorrow, obviously.
And complete coverage of Cappy's petition. It'll be like House of the Dragon, the petition.
Did you watch House of the Dragon?
For a Tidemark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what it's called, Tidemark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. See you tomorrow. Shedano and Cappy coming up next, and then Dodgers Padres at 6:30. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. 4:17 p.m. in the Southland. It is a Live Imaging Tuesday on Shedano and Cap.
Shedano.
We give you a bit of this music just to tease you of what's ahead. Sentencing day. For one, Scott, what's your middle name?
Alan.
For one, Scott Allen Kaplan. And the Kaplan and crew Cappy Cast.
Sack.
That is ahead. Let's get the show rolling, though. It is Shedano and Cap. a Tuesday afternoon.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You can. Come I can on. Feel it. You can
Come
feel
on.
It.
Come
Let's
on.
Go.
Come on.
Right now.
Come on.
Bam, ba-dum, bam. Bam, ba-dum, bam. Doon, da-da, da.
Ba-da, bing, digga,
doon, da-da, bop. Ba-dum, boom, bum.
Bing, ba-dum, bop.
Ba-dum, bing.
Ba, be-da, boom.
Ba-dum, boom.
Dee, da-da, dee.
Ba-ding, bum.
Ba, be-da, bop.
Ba-dum, bum, bum.
Bum. Kaplan, this is the day of reckoning.
Yeah, I can tell.
My goodness.
Where's your jacket? Where's your pocket square?
So I woke up a little depleted on electrolytes, and I didn't feel great. And I had some bunch of work I needed to get done, so I was late coming here than I usually were. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to wear a Dodgers hat. I'm going to feel the festivities today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, I came in a little more dressed down than I usually am.
I mean, I like to meet you on a live imaging Tuesday.
Lit.
And I like to see your fancy jacket and your cool pocket square, and I like to try and meet it.
You know what I like to
it.
See, Cappy? Yeah, loyalty. Me. I like to see loyalty from people.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right.
We've started already.
Okay.
Loyalty.
Go ahead. I'm here.
You don't turn sides on the family.
I'm here for it.
We took you in.
Uh-huh.
You were a broken man.
Make no mistake. You are 1,000% correct.
Doing that night show?
Horrible.
That wasn't horrible, but it wasn't what we brought you into.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
And then one day, Sedano said, do you want to be an LA radio superstar? And we brought you into the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then last Friday, we were all hurt.
Yeah.
Producer Lindsay, were
we
hurt?
Were hurt. We were
yeah.
hurt.
Producer Laura, yeah. were we hurt?
Yeah, we were.
We were hurt.
Hurt how?
By your activities.
Which activities?
Putting our bit uh-huh. on a t-shirt, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then putting the CappyCast logo.
Yeah. So let's start from the very beginning, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just start from the absolute very, very beginning.
Go ahead.
By the way, Dodgers-Padres, you can hear it at 6:30 p.m. tonight on 710 ESPN.
Nice work.
Oh, my goodness, the Astros just walked it off.
It is a final!
No way.
So mad.
Dude, look.
I thought I cursed on air. I was like, oh.
Poor Seattle, dude.
Wow.
They were up the whole game.
I was hoping Seattle.
Now they know it feels the other way, I guess.
Whoa.
Yeah, Astros walk-off. You got to be kidding me.
Damn.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah. All right, now go ahead.
All right, what were we saying?
Yeah.
You were giving us your whole explanation.
Okay, so let's start from the very beginning.
By the way, Rams-Panthers, Sunday at 1 p.m. on 710 ESPN.
Another nice promo.
Go Rams.
So I will tell you guys that I have not listened to Friday's show. I've been told by those who have that it was an absolute bloodbath.
Okay, first of all, it was not a bloodbath.
Oh, wasn't that bad?
Ridiculous.
No, it was too much.
I don't know who's hyping you up.
Is that too violent? That's hyperbolic.
Those are these San Diego insiders that are listening.
Right?
Is that right?
So who are these people that were listening?
You know, people. People who were tuning in. Who said, dude, what did you do? I said, I don't know. What did I do? I said, dude, they are just destroying you on the air.
Well, that's where your problem is. Nobody was destroying you.
Oh, no.
They're giving you way too much credit. No offense to you, Cappy, but we were hoping you were like enjoying your time off and we're talking about
it. We were kind of like laughing about it more than anything.
Oh, really?
100%.
Oh,
and then we were also kind of then like, I felt like ham-handedly like going, how dare he?
Mm, yeah, in a joking way. And then Ramona got into it with what did she call him again?
Chutzpah. I can't
she
do
said
it.
There was
too much chutzpah.
There you go.
But also she, mishigas.
Yeah.
Mishigas. She said mishigas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She said mishigas.
Mm-hmm. She
wow,
did.
That's
and
offensive.
You know what I called you?
Tell
a
me.
Rat.
I know. Horrible. Horrible.
I called you a rat.
I know. It's such a terrible thing to call
and
somebody.
And we're friends.
I know. Close. We're going home together tonight. We hold hands in the car.
That's a whole other thing.
Oh.
Lakers Timberwolves coverage tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. on 710.
Outstanding.
So go ahead.
I just want to make sure we cover these things.
Okay,
yeah,
got
so
it.
Anyway, yeah. We did not destroy you, first of all. Anyone that was listening knows that there was definitely a lot of tongue-in-cheek there, but go ahead.
Okay. So. Let's go back to the very beginning, mm-hmm. because Chris seems to have this feeling of ownership of something. You took our bit and you put it on a shirt, and if you would have just put, Hey King, it would have been all good. But because you put Hey King and then you have your podcast logo, you've committed a crime. You've turned your back on the family. Do I have this all right?
I mean, yes.
Okay. Okay, just want to make sure. So let's go to the origin of Hey King, shall we?
Okay.
Do you recall, Chris?
Your children.
And it came up on this station
mm-hmm.
on a live imaging Tuesday. So I was sitting right here.
Right.
When you told the story, and all of a sudden Lindsay and Jorge and George and Laura went, Hey King, and it became a thing.
We actually then, I said, oh, we should actually do that where we do a hashtag like they do with Sliwa and do like a mm-hmm. mock a right. mocked version
that's
of
right.
Hey Slee.
You did. You did.
And that's where it really started to really blow up.
Correct. You, in fact, that day, we started to take calls with people who had Hey King requests.
And, what was that date, tweets. Sedano?
That date was September 14th.
That's when
September
we did it 14th. On this show.
Okay.
You don't think, you think you're the only one prepared for this?
Yeah, September 14th?
September 14th is when we did it.
Okay.
I think that might have been the same day you cracked my neck.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was further back than that.
No, Sedano did the research.
That's okay. the first time we got a hashtag for it.
Okay. That okay. was the first time we got a hashtag.
Hey King,
for
September 14th.
And you searched Twitter for the hashtag, right?
I so, did. It's, wait, it's there did, for anyone to search.
Did you search the old rundowns, Sedano?
I did not, but you okay. could look at that, too.
I got that, because I feel like this was like
I
after
I can do
that.
The podcast.
Anyway.
Okay, maybe. Okay. Maybe. Okay, then Lindsay
we
can look
work.
It up.
Okay. I'm going to contend to you, Chris, that Hey King did not originate on these airwaves.
Okay, when did, oh, that's fine. That's not my contention, okay. at least. But go right ahead. Yeah. When did Hey King originate?
Probably September 13th.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably the day before.
Okay.
So we could.
There's the Cappy I
but
know.
We could go back on the podcast of the CappyCast and
yes.
listen.
Yes. Oh, 100%. And right. I will find that out because okay. I didn't realize that the date was in question.
Oh, you yeah. didn't realize we had done our homework.
Right. Well, that's pretty much, yeah. I didn't
you
expect you guys to have done any homework,
Cappy
frankly.
Yeah.
You should not.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. You should ask the Cappy producers.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't remember what their names are, but yes.
I can reach out to them.
Oh, wow. Can't remember
Padilla,
their names?
Padilla.
That's right. Grande
Alex,
Alejandro.
Alex Padilla.
Right.
Alex, yeah.
Right. That's the Los Bukis jacket owner.
Yeah, the one that you haven't given back.
No, I give it back.
Oh,
George,
really?
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
What date did he first post a T-shirt that said, Hey King, on it?
September 23rd.
Huh. It's interesting timing.
September 23rd?
Yeah.
I posted a picture that said, Hey King.
On Instagram. You said, new merch. Hey King.
Okay. Yeah. So then there, you guys are building my case for me.
No. It happened after we did the bit here.
That's right. It did.
Okay.
So time out. I got some dates. You want the dates?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Linz.
Okay. So the first date that we did the hashtag was indeed...
September 14th.
September 14th.
Yeah.
Because that's the last time that it was, or the first time that it was in the rundown.
Mm-hmm.
But we brought it up on the show the previous week. Because 9/14 was not a live imaging Tuesday.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
It was a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we did 9/6.
We brought it up on the 6th.
Okay.
Yes.
That means that I probably did Hey King on the 5th.
On okay. Labor Day.
Correct. That's
you
right.
did a show
holiday.
On Labor Day.
You
right,
did
holiday.
A San Diego show on Labor Day?
Well, maybe not.
You're a rat.
Now hold on a second.
In fact,
you're
wait,
a profiteering rat.
Weren't you off that week?
Hold on a second.
Wait, he was off.
Hold on a second. You guys have done a great job. You guys, all four of you, as usual, it's always four against one. I can handle it.
Here we go.
I can handle it. No problem. I give you guys credit for actually doing your homework on the dates. But you see, the thing is, you guys have this thing that you owned Hey King.
We didn't say that.
Well, no, Chris did.
No.
Chris said it was our bit, and you took
right.
our bit, and
again,
you put it on a shirt.
My point of contention is you are recycling content.
That is 100% true.
Yes.
Now,
on a T-shirt.
Well, let me ask you a question. So if you're a comedian and you're in San Diego.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah?
You're going to compare yourself to like Dave Chappelle right now? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I was thinking more like if you're like a comedian and you're performing at the Comedy Store in La Jolla.
Yeah.
And then you perform at the Comedy Store in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You don't think you use similar material?
No. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, how does it work, comedian?
That's how it works, but this is not how this works.
Well, how does this work?
You're not a comedian.
Yeah.
Well, now, but
those
hold
are,
on a
like,
second.
Those are, that's
are
the
these stories funny?
You take on the road
are,
with
are
you.
Are these stories not funny? Is the Hey King story not
a
funny
thing? What, am I a
clown to you? I'm here to amuse you. I'm here. No, you said it, Hendry. He's a big boy.
Well, you realize if we're doing that bit, what would be happening to
Briones
you right now?
Briones wants to know if you're Carlos Mencia. You know Carlos Mencia, what he's famous for, right?
Da-da-da.
Yeah, but this is my bit.
Wait, time. Can I jump in here, Cappy?
Yeah.
This was from my point of view, from my perspective, this is what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, when we were last week, George and I were doing our prep call, and then I hung up the phone with him. And then I went on Twitter, or I went in Twitter, and I saw the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what the heck? What is going on? And I said, that's actually really smart. I wish we could do that. I wish we could do those shirts. So I looked closer and I saw the Hey King hashtag, and then, like you say, the Kaplan and crew or whatever logo. And I said, wait a minute. That's our thing from our show. We don't own it, but like, we're a family, you know?
And a la familia.
We do these things together. We organically create things together. No one's talking about ownership and legalities.
Right.
It's just like we're a team, and I feel like that's something where that's a great idea on your part. And I feel like what should have happened once you came up with such great idea, even though I think we've even brought up the t-shirts before.
We have.
You could have been like, hey, guys, this is a really good idea. We should either make or sell these shirts for the radio station.
What are you going to do next? Sell a Hella Sus shirt?
Actually, that's funny.
He probably
has one already.
That one's next?
You guys can go on to my website and you guys can see. But here, I've got a whole bunch of shirts that I was thinking about doing. Hella Sus for sure.
Yeah,
of course.
Adjacent. Greatest predictor of future injury is past injury.
Right.
I'm not an absolutist.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate is for children.
Yeah.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
For the love of God, any way, shape, or form, or I think two things can be true at the same time. I'm planning on doing t-shirts with all of your catchphrases.
How about one with just a picture of a rat on it?
I actually been thinking about that as well. So I took a rat's body and I put your big face smoking a fat stogie right on the rat. That's
You know what Lindsay's basically saying?
Tell me.
You've become the diva wide receiver.
Really?
Yeah.
You've become the Keyshawn of this show.
You what? Really? Throw you the damn t-shirt.
Cappy, we're not mad. We're just disappointed. That's all.
Well, you know what, Linz?
You broke our heart, just like Fredo did to Michael.
I got to tell you, I think the problem is you just don't realize you got it all wrong.
Okay, well, tell us on the other side.
All right.
That's next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yes, indeed. Little after 4:30 in the Southland. Sedano and Cap on a live imaging Tuesday. It is National Spread the Joy Day. We'll do more of that in a bit.
We're trying to do that, yeah.
And on this day in 1988, Bobby Brown released his iconic song.
My Prerogative.
My Prerogative.
That's what Cappy's going to sing after this show today.
You're a rat.
I don't think you understand the definition of the term rat.
Okay, tell us what the definition is.
Well, no, let the person who's using it tell us the definition.
You turned your back on the family.
I did nothing of
the community
the
sort. Do you want me to read some of the community
sure,
tweets?
Sure, feel free.
Just give me a sec. Go ahead. Christopher, keep going.
Yeah, so a rat. Yeah. If somebody turns their back on the family. Don't forget, by the way, coming up at 6:30 p.m., around 2 hours from now, you could hear the first pitch of Dodgers-Padres and the entire game. We're bringing you ESPN Radio's coverage right here. The NLDS Game 1, Padres-Dodgers right here on your way home on 710 ESPN.
Yeah.
All right, George, let's hear the reaction.
All right, I'm getting on my Twitter here.
Okay.
Community. By the way, can we talk? We need to talk later about Beto and this whole Leo's Murphy bed thing.
Yeah,
let me read a tweet to you before you get into the community. This is one from one of our level-headed, free-thinking sort of listeners.
Yeah.
This is Robert Wilkins,
yeah,
who is at RW Baller,
yeah,
who said on Friday, in defense of Cappy, how do you guys, Unique, Sedano, and Lindsay, how do you guys know that Hey King didn't happen on the Cappy cast if you don't listen to it? So that's a very good question.
Okay, now Robert Wilkins has just tweeted 3 minutes ago.
Oh, it gets thicker, doesn't it, Cappy?
A follow-up.
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
And he says, tried to come in with an open mind and was leaning Team Cappy, ..
Uh-oh.
But I've heard enough. Hashtag profiteer. Hashtag bit recycler. Hashtag diva. Hashtag ooh, heartbreaker.
Wow. Broken. I feel really bad about the broken Cappy hearts out there. In particular,
there should be
Casper
one more
Villa
hashtag.
Hashtag the rat.
Wow, terrible.
I just want to say that if it did originate on the CappyCast and we didn't know about it, I feel like that's all the more crazy that you would play along and do this, play it up as if this thing is originating here,
yeah,
when really it's all been done before.
How did I do that? How did I?
That's what I'm asking.
How did I do that?
Well, yeah. Okay.
The way that it originated here just seemed like it was a very organic conversation.
Mm-hmm. It really was organic.
Yeah, because that's what 25 years of being a radio performer will get
you.
But right. So that's my right point.
He's putting his bona fides on the table.
See.
So the fact that if it did, if you would have even thrown in there like, oh yeah, we talked about this on my other show or anything like that.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because I feel like...
I mean, you have actually said that.
Well, George has said to me many times, is that something you've talked about on the CappyCast?
Yeah.
He did not ask that.
Here's my problem with the whole thing, Cappy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you came at me real hard on them text messages.
Oh, you did go at hard.
Because you told me that I did you dirty. I'm like, what did I do?
Because first of all, I was the one that least talked on Friday. If you would have listened to the podcast, because I told you to, so you could be prepared for today.
No. I didn't want to listen to it.
You know what I'm saying? But you did come at me. Chris, you know, Chris pushes the envelope, so I can see why.
I kept hitting the rat emoji.
Yeah, exactly.
He definitely did hit the rat emoji.
But for me, and I'm like, my whole thing was, the fact you could have put the Hey King on a shirt and sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did it for me was that you put the other logo.
Yes.
on the shirt.
But we have no problem with you selling them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
But why would you make money? Let me ask you a question. So if I didn't put any logo,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then you would have felt like it represents this show.
Yes.
It could have represented both.
Yeah. It could have represented both.
It didn't have a logo, so it didn't have ESPN LA attached to it.
Right.
Or
now, why do you suppose it did not have ESPN LA attached to it?
Well, you probably couldn't. You could not put ESPN's logo.
Correct.
On, for
and,
sure.
And by the way, I would never put Sedano and Cap on a shirt without first saying, "Hey George, if you don't mind, I want to use your name. And by the way, I should probably check with the powers that be here. Can I actually legally do that?"
Right. And I get that. I get all the legalities on that side.
Okay.
I'm just saying you could have omitted the other
one. But wait, why didn't you do that, though?
Now, Dead Meow 5.
Meow.
Oh, wait, go ahead. Why didn't you do that, though?
But why?
Answer that question.
Why didn't we have
a conversation in even our group text? Like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I made these shirts and, like, sold them? It'd be cool if we could give them away at the station or whatever we wanted to do.
Well, okay. You're asking a great question because now you're going to get a lot more detail coming.
Okay.
Go.
So, first of all, why would I do that when I'm telling you that the bit originated on my podcast?
Okay, so now
and wait a second. And do you realize how much merch I do sell on my podcast?
I had no idea.
Okay, now that's interesting. That is interesting.
I don't have a problem with you selling merch. I know podcasts take catchphrases and sell them as t-shirts. Everyone does it.
You put your logo on it so that people understand where it comes from.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Okay, well.
So, Dead Meow 5 has weighed in. Now, Dead Meow 5, this guy is a Kaplan loyalist.
No, he's not. No, he is not. He is a Morales loyalist.
He is a Kaplan loyalist.
I don't think so.
That has recently turned on you over this episode.
He changed his name to Dead Meow 5 because of you.
Correct.
Right. Well, that was his choice.
Yes.
Now he's going to have to change it to Rat 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, did you delete the episodes that the Hey King originated from of the Cappy cast?
No, why?
I was just asking.
Why would I do that?
If they're easily findable.
Yeah, I don't know that it's in the description, but you can find them.
They're definitely not in the description.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
We've done our homework, Kathy.
Pretty impressive, I got
to
say.
Here's what Dead Meow 5 has to say. Now, he is a loyal listener to both your shows.
That's right.
This show and the Cappy cast.
Okay.
And Dead Meow 5 says, Hey King may have been mentioned on the Cappy cast first, but the circle of trust in the 710 crew made it the bit it is. I've heard it on the Cappy cast, but the crew, as in your crew on the Cappy cast, kind of just blows over it and keeps it moving.
Couldn't be more wrong. Could not be more wrong. See, here's what you guys don't get. The crew down in San Diego, those guys have been with me for a really, really long time. You talk about loyalty, Chris. I take that very seriously. When my radio station went under in 2019, there were two guys that stuck it out with me. These are the two guys. They've been with me through all the thick and the thin. When COVID hit and I had to cut their salary sadly in half, they stuck with me because they were loyal to me. And by the way, we do something with three people that it takes about 20 people up here to do. So my loyalty to those guys.
Whoa. When COVID happened, I was here by myself. So
yeah, but did you have your salary cut?
We're not talking about my salary.
Well, I'm just asking you because those guys had to have their salary cut in half to keep their jobs. So what I'm saying to you is that when you say loyalty, I'm an incredibly loyal person. Now, I have two shows going on. I didn't know that was going to happen. And by the way, it's my dumbass for doing it. Because if you do one in Washington, D.C. and one in Milwaukee, nobody crosses over. But when you do one in San Diego and you do one in L.A., it's bound to happen. But I'm going to tell you guys right now.
Tell us.
You're dead wrong.
Dead meow wrong?
No, just dead.
Oh.
Not meow. You're wrong, guys. The bit originated because the guys in San Diego know my daughter. I told them the story and where you guys should be flattered.
Wait, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've told you now 6 times in a span of 39 minutes that my issue with you is not the fact that it originated on that show. It's that you then slung it on us as if it was some sort of original piece of content.
But let me ask you something. Did you hear me talk about it on my podcast?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't listen
Laura,
to your
podcast. Laura, did you hear me talk about it on my podcast?
No.
Lindsay, did you?
Nope.
Chris, did you?
I watch every one of your clips that you post, mm-hmm. and I would think that if it was good content, like it was with us, we made promos out of it.
We did.
So
that you would have posted it, which means it wasn't that great of content.
But I don't
so you're
do that. But I don't do the posting of that.
So your team didn't think it was that good.
Well, my team decided that they wanted to post about something
so
else.
You made
I leave it in their hands.
Out of mild content, I don't see that. No, happening.
And plus we also made it into a segment where a couple times we still never figured out the logistics.
Be honest with this.
Yeah,
it definitely didn't have the run on that show that it did on.
I would agree that.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
That's what we're talking about.
But again.
We made that saying. We made that. You may have originated somewhere.
I don't know that you made
but
it.
But we made it pop.
I don't know that you made it.
Yeah, we did.
But,
really?
But regardless.
Chris ran promos for it.
That's awesome. But let me just say this. You guys have got it wrong. It originated elsewhere and where you should be flattered. Wait, listen. Where you should be flattered.
Flattered.
Rather than insulted.
Yeah.
Because you're insulted by this recycling of bits.
Yes, we're the mistress.
No, you're wrong.
Who are you married to?
I don't understand the analogy.
Who are you married to? Who's your mistress and who are you married to?
What do you think?
I don't know. You tell me. You don't need to answer my question with a question.
Well,
I
I'm asking. What do you think?
I asked you a direct question.
Well, what do you think? Who are you married to? Are you married to the NBA on ESPN? Are you married to Summer League? Are
I'm
you
married,
married
to this show?
Nah, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm on
this show more than anywhere else.
Nah, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Corporate Greg just checked in and said, does this qualify for Beef of the Year for Mandy's?
Oh, 100% it does.
I'm married to this show more than any, I'm on this show okay. more than anything else I do.
And I'm on both shows every day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, and one show started 20 years ago and this is its current form, and one show started a year and a half ago. So what's the issue? But where you should be flattered, this
where
is where you're
we
missing.
Be flattered. Here's I love where, how you're trying to sell this.
No, because you guys got it all wrong. See, the thing is that by trying it elsewhere and testing it, then you're like, ooh, this is good. This is a good bit. I'm going to bring this up here.
Yeah.
You don't think that that's good?
So wait, you're calling the CappyCast the minor leagues and we're the big leagues.
100%.
Well, if that's the case, then why not try and elevate it at the big league level?
What did I not do to elevate it at the big league level?
I just feel like if you thought it was like, I don't know, I just feel like, again,
well, let me ask you a question, Lindsay. Let me ask you a question.
You could have been like, hey, we should make this into a shirt. Even just a brief mention of it, I think it would be
cool. Let me ask you this. Do you suppose that the story I told the other day about stopping at the Hilton in Irvine because I had to go to the bathroom for 27 minutes and 30 seconds, you suppose that it's only been heard here? Or you think maybe I've got an entire audience of people in San Diego that heard the exact same story, the difference being you guys react one way, my guys on my podcast react another way.
Right.
Why is that so
right.
problematic?
It's not problematic at all, Cappy. I just think that, and again, ask the guys. I even said, like, I think it's really cool that you have a shirt that says, hey, King, props to you for doing that. I wish we could have done that. But my point is, I feel like, A, the fact that, like, again, there's two different reactions and two different outcomes. I feel like we kind of blew it up into a segment and a thing, and now we mention it all the time.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with me being the president of the Charger Hater Club?
I don't care about that.
Okay, do you have a problem with the fact that I have a t-shirt that says Charger Hater Club and has my logo on it? Even though I've talked about it here on the air?
No,
but
you
but when you said that, you said, yeah. I do that on my other show,
yes.
and I printed a shirt for it. You literally said that on the air here.
So
we
again,
don't have a segment of the show here that we've tried doing calling it, the Charger Hater Club.
You were forthcoming
right.
about that.
Right.
You hid this one. Why did you hide this
Didn't
one?
Hide it. I put a picture on social media. There's no hiding.
2 weeks later, almost.
Listen, I thought you guys were all going to think it's funny. I'm like, okay, I've printed Hey King. Now, by the way, here's another thing. Printing Hey King shirts. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because you're calling me a profiteer.
Can we go to break?
Yes, but I want to say this.
Yes.
Coming up. You say I'm a profiteer.
Yeah. Well, that was a joke. Go ahead.
But let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that's an important part of this story.
Okay. More important than rat or less important?
Well, this whole rat thing is just completely ridiculous. Now, he calls Mason a rat also.
Yeah.
He calls Mason a bad guy.
It was a good band.
Horrible.
At one
well,
point.
two T's.
Yeah.
That's one T.
Right. You want two? We got a break.
Two T's.
Laura's screaming at me.
Quarter in front of 5 p.m. in the Southland, Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. One of those killer oldies, as we mentioned yesterday. Remembering the great Art LeBeau. Passed away yesterday at the age of 97. A lot of us in the community reacted. Even so that Mason in Ireland talked about it today, and Travis at Sliwa. Those killer oldies we always talk about. We all grew up with that. I think Beto might come by later. I think producer Laura, we should get, Art LeBeau owned 1110 AM way back when, We are now heard on 1110 AM. I grew up with it. My father, that's when we worked with Art on 1110 AM. We should get together and do something on 1110, maybe.
We should do it. I'm down.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I'm going to kick it around.
It would be a tribute.
I talked to one of our leaders today about that, and I think that would be something that would be fun.
I'm so down.
Those that El Chicano sound, huh? All right, Sedano and Kaff continues now, boys.
I love that song.
Rosie and the Originals.
Love it.
Is this a love song because everyone like loves each other?
Yeah, back in the day. This was definitely a dedication song from Hector in San Gabriel going out to Laura in West Covina. What's up, girl? I want to hear Angel Baby tonight.
I just meant like, you know, we all love each other. We're all family, just so everyone knows. Like, we're, you know, we're hashing this out live on the air, but, you know, we're all
no,
love
it's
each
too
other.
Much, though.
I want to give a shout out.
It's too much. The trial of the century that went on for like 2 hours on a show is fine. But
no, that was two shows.
20 minutes is too much.
Sedano and Kaff.
Not 40 minutes? Not 40 minutes?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What we were talking about on the chat last night that wasn't related to your t-shirts was the situation that happened in the Raider game last night. Now, I've watched a lot of football over the years. And the Raiders, particularly as a fan base, has had, I'm going to try to put this mildly and say, it's been a pretty rough go, okay, for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say?
Very fair.
But that loss yesterday, the way it happened, with all the breaks that they got, you and I literally, during the show yesterday, were sitting there and we're like, oh, my God, the Raiders got the break of a lifetime. Derek Carr lost the football.
Total fumble.
17 to nothing.
Ball was stripped right from him.
And it was called a roughing the passer because Chris Jones's weight, a 300-pound guy, put too much weight on the quarterback.
You're not allowed to do that
anymore.
That's
a separate conversation that we will have shortly. But what I would say to you is this. That is the most Raiders loss ever.
Which part is the worst part? Is it the going for two when you're on the road in a division game versus tying the game and just waiting to be beat? Or is it the way it actually ultimately finishes? I mean, do you have a huge problem with going for two?
No. The going for two, I didn't love it. But to me, what I mean the way it ended, that it's the most Raider ending ever, is literally Hunter Renfro tackling Devontae Adams at the end of that game. Like that, if you're a Raider fan, it's like you got to be sitting there going to yourself going, how does stuff like this only happen to us?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, Josh McDaniels is supposed to be, I mean, he's advertised as
a genius.
Some sort of offensive guru. He's a genius. Everybody loves to use the word, oh, he's a genius. Guess what? I got news for you. He's a football coach. He's not really a genius. He's just a football coach. And he may have been a really smart football coach. You know when, George? When he had Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, that's when he was...
You know what? You know who also was a really good football coach when he had Tom Brady? Charlie Weiss.
Yeah. And you know who else was a really good football coach when he had Tom Brady?
Who's that?
Bill Belichick.
He's still a pretty good football coach. He won a game 29-0 with something named Zappy.
Yeah, well, that Zappy guy...
Don't worry, be Zappy.
Yeah. Hey, be Zappy? Let me tell you something. That guy, last year, when he was at Western Kentucky, led the country in passing with like 6,000 yards in college. That guy can ball, but he's a rookie. So look, I'm not trying to take away from Belichick, but here's the facts. When Brady left, he went on and won a Super Bowl. Belichick hasn't been in the playoffs since. All I'm saying
is... He was in the playoffs last year.
Were they?
With Mac Jones.
Yeah, maybe
lost
right.
in the first round.
All right, well, check that and go back to what I was talking about.
Yeah.
He's not what he was when he had Brady.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. Gosh, I barely remember them making the playoffs.
They did. They got squashed, though.
Who'd they play?
I think it was the Ravens.
Really?
Almost positive.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
All right. Anyway.
You were saying.
All I'm getting at is this. That Josh McDaniels is supposed to be something that he's not. But I'll tell you what he is.
And by the way, he's already had one huge failure on his resume.
Well, here's what he is. He's another guy that comes from the Bill Belichick coaching staff that gets job opportunity after job opportunity, and he's just not a head coach. I mean, that's what's been proven at least through the first five games of this season. And for a guy that's supposed to be such a great designer of offensive plays, unless these two guys ran into each other because they don't know what they're doing, I mean, these guys were running down the field and they just smashed right into each other. Where's the design there? But then you say go to the very end. How about Davante Adams? Davante Adams. I hear it from people all the time. We talk about this sometimes on the CappyCast, just so you know.
Thank you. You see, I think that is actually the prerequisite from now on.
Okay.
It's like an anecdote, like a footnote.
Got it.
Yeah.
Some people think Davante Adams is the best wide receiver in the NFL. I would argue that Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver in the NFL. Some people just can't believe that. Nah, he's part of a system. He's part of Sean McVay's system. He's not really as talented as a guy like Davante Adams. Okay, if you say so, but I saw Cooper Kupp this past weekend. He's the only weapon the Rams have on offense. Make a spectacular catch and then take off flying down the field for a 75-yard touchdown. Cooper Kupp is every bit the talent that Davante Adams is. But you know what Cooper Kupp doesn't do? He doesn't throw camera guys or lighting guys because he's upset because his team lost. And you know what Davante Adams is going to get for that? A suspension.
And a lawsuit, probably.
Yeah, and the suspension is going to keep him off the field, making Cooper Kupp that much better because he's always available. Davante Adams, please. What are you doing, bro? Oh, yeah. This is where I'm going to go. Get ready.
Go ahead.
Get ready.
You going to roll me?
Davante Adams. Bro, you need to check yourself. What'd you think?
Oh, yes. Play it.
Come on, Davante Adams.
Go ahead.
You get all upset because you lose a game.
What do you think you are, Tack McKinley?
Right, you can't get 2 feet down in bounds. Then you run right into your own guy. And then, God forbid, oh my God, you can't slow down as you're going into the tunnel because a lighting guy's walking across the way. So you got to throw him because you're a big super athlete and he's a little nothing lighting guy. Check yourself, bro.
What would happen if he would have pushed you?
I don't think I would have gone flying as far because I'm so fat and heavy, you know? So fat and disgusting.
Did you have any? I had more of that chicken sandwich.
I have not touched that chicken sandwich, I say to you proudly.
It was delicious. What I did was for the second one, I just took out the chicken tenders out of the sandwich.
The problem for me is that there's a jalapeno on that sandwich.
It's delicious.
If I eat that sandwich, I'm going to have to ask you to break early again so that I can run to the girls' room.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Mm. By the way, that's a whole other thing. My whole joke about saying that I go to the ladies' room rather than the guys' bathroom. Oh my God, Troy Aikman said, let's take the dresses off. Oh, let's cancel Troy Aikman. Did you hear about this?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
In the broadcast, after that play that we were talking about,
yeah,
Troy Aikman said, come on, guys, really? Like, you can't tackle a quarterback? Let's, come on, what are we doing here? Yeah. Like, let's take the dresses off.
Yeah.
People want to cancel Troy Aikman. The cancel culture wants a piece of Troy Aikman. How dare you in 2022 say, take the dresses off? Really? You're kind of giving some consideration to that.
I mean, you just got to know life is different. I mean, I'm not offended by it, but I'm also not someone that should be offended by it.
I mean, really? People were that offended?
I'm not here to be the outrage police.
Mm.
If someone's offended by something, then so be it.
I don't think people were outraged as much as they were like, hey, man, you probably shouldn't say stuff like that. You know?
Okay. There you go. So one was canceling him? Because I didn't see him trending.
I think it's more like the people hear something like that and they're like, what makes him think it's okay to say that stuff? And that's what they get more mad about. Not what he said, but the fact that he thinks it's okay to say it. That's what I think.
I mean, that's football talk for you. How dare he? He's a football player, a former football player, lives around football. That's the way they talk in football. How dare he say such a thing? Terrible. Anyway, the Raiders, guys. I know you don't want to hear it today because I know we got a lot of Raider fans and they're like, oh, great, more ammunition for Sedano and Cap to beat up on the Raiders. We're not doing it. They're doing it. They're a mess. They're an honest-to-goodness mess. And really, most of it is because they decided to hire Josh McDaniels.
Well, that's what happens when you hire someone from the Belichick tree who's already had one big failure on his hands. You know?
Who do you think's the worst coach? You ready? McDaniels or Hackett?
Oh, it's not close. It's Hackett.
Oh, by far? Really?
Hackett, I'm telling you, I have not seen a coach make more mistakes in 3 games or whatever it's been now, 5 games, than Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett, and I know this sucks for you because wasn't he like your ball boy?
He was my ball boy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not. He's not a head coach.
Yeah. Is Josh McDaniels?
I don't know. I don't think he is either.
Brandon Staley?
But I think debatable still. Debatable still.
Isn't it funny how the AFC West was supposed to be the best best division in the entire league, and now we got three questionable head coaches?
It might be. I don't know what the best division in the NFL is now. I mean, maybe it's the AFC East or the NFC East.
Maybe the NFC East.
I mean, well, the Washington's not
good. I know, they're not good. And my God, really, Thursday night, you're going to give me Chicago and Washington on Amazon Prime? Sorry, Uncle Big Al. I don't think I'm going to be watching that one.
Look at you finally shunning football. What are you going to watch, preseason basketball?
No. Yeah. No, you're going to love this.
Hockey?
No. My favorite football team will be playing at that exact same time, 4 p.m. on Thursday.
What team is that?
The West Liberty Hilltoppers,
oh,
baby.
There you go. So that's what
you're right,
watch.
Thursday night football.
All right, fair enough. All right, coming up next, you and I got to dive into the Dodgers a little bit.
Little bit. That's going to make for a nice new t-shirt.
Little bit. Yeah.
Maybe this time I'll put Sedano and Cap on it.
No. I don't want anything to do with your t-shirts.
Yeah. Legal department said I can't do it.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm glad somebody's got my back.
Can't do a Jason or Hellasos either.
No, those are yours.
Yeah.
Now you should do them.
No. We got to go to break.
Laura says to go to break. Dodgers, Kimbrel. You should be happy. Next.